Beijing has blocked an American federal employee from leaving the country, another troubling incident in a growing pattern of detentions by the communist regime.
美国政府工作人员被禁止离开中共国。7月22日，美国国务院证实，北京方面阻止一名美国联邦政府雇员离境，这是共产政权日益频繁的拘留行为中又一令人担忧的事件。
The employee who works for the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, USPTO, was made subject to an exit ban in China, a State Department spokesperson said.
美国国务院发言人表示，该名雇员供职于美国专利商标局，在中国被实施出境禁令。
The spokesperson added,We are tracking this case very closely and are engaged with Chinese officials to resolve the situation as quickly as possible, while emphasizing that the State Department has no higher priority than the safety and security of American citizens.
这位发言人还说，我们正密切关注此案，并与中方官员接触，以尽快解决这一情况。他强调，美国国务院的优先任务就是保障美国公民的安全。
Guo Jiakun, a spokesman for China's foreign ministry, declined to comment on the matter during a regular press conference, but did say, I have no details to share. China upholds the rule of law and handles entry and exit affairs in accordance with the law.
中共外交部发言人郭家坤在例行记者会上拒绝就此事置评。但他称，我没有可以提供的具体信息。中国坚持依法治国，依法处理出入境事务。
According to the Washington Post, the U.S. government employee traveled to China several months ago to visit family and now has been caught up in China's controversial practice of blocking Chinese and foreign nationals from leaving China.
据《华盛顿邮报》报道，这名美国政府雇员几个月前去中共国探亲，如今却被禁止离开。
According to four people familiar with the matter, the individual was barred from leaving the country because he failed to disclose that he worked for the American government on his visa application, the Post reported.
华盛顿邮报援引四位知情人士的消息说，该雇员之所以被禁止离境，是因为他在签证申请中未披露自己为美国政府工作的身份。
In addition, Chinese authorities have barred a senior Wells Fargo executive from leaving the country amid a criminal investigation, further fueling concerns that such actions are part of a growing pattern by the communist regime.
另外，中共还禁止富国银行一名高管离境，原因是一项刑事调查。这进一步加剧了外界对共产政权日益频繁采取此类措施的担忧。
Chen Yu Mao, born in Shanghai, who currently serves the bank as a managing director, traveled to China recently on a business trip, only to be barred from leaving the country.
毛晨月出生于上海，目前担任富国银行董事总经理。他最近因公务前往中国出差，却被禁止离境。
Chen Yu has not been charged with any crime, but is required to remain in China and to cooperate with the investigation, the Chinese Foreign Ministry said. Ms. Mao Chenyun is involved in a criminal case currently being handled by Chinese authorities who have lawfully imposed exit restrictions on her, Ministry spokesman Guo Jiakun said at a regular press conference on July 21st.
中共外交部称毛晨月尚未被指控任何罪行，但被要求留在中国并配合调查。外交部发言人郭家坤在7月21日的例行记者会上称，毛晨月女士涉及一宗由中国有关部门依法办理的刑事案件，相关部门依法对其采取了出境限制措施。
No further information was provided, and her case has not been linked to any known business dispute or specific allegations.
目前尚无更多信息公布，毛晨月的案件也尚未与任何已知的商业纠纷或 或具体指控相关联。
In a brief statement, the bank said that it was closely tracking this situation and working through the appropriate channels so our employee can return to the United States as soon as possible, CNN reported.
据 CNN 报道，富国银行在一份简短声明中表示，银行方面正在密切关注该情况，并通过适当渠道努力，以便我们的员工能够尽快返回美国。
Wells Fargo has a limited presence in China, maintaining offices in only two Chinese cities, Beijing and Shanghai.
富国银行在中共国的业务规模有限，仅在北京和上海设有办事处。
According to sources familiar with the matter, the bank is seeking clarification through diplomatic and legal channels, hoping to avoid further complications by maintaining a low profile, The Independent reported.
据独立报援引知情人士消息称，该银行正通过外交与法律渠道寻求进一步澄清情况，并希望通过保持低调来避免事态复杂化。
These two cases are only the most recent examples of individuals being barred from leaving China.
这两起案件只是近期被禁止离境人员中的最新例子。
Earlier this month, on July 16th, a Japanese employee of Astellas Pharma was sentenced by a Beijing court to 3.5 years in prison under the country's dubious anti-espionage laws.
今年7月16日，北京一家法院以中共备受质疑的反间谍法为由，判处日本安斯泰莱制药公司的一名员工3年半有期徒刑。
Leon Wang, president of AstraZeneca China, has been detained in the country since December 2024, with very little information being shared about his status.
自2024年12月以来，阿斯利康中国总裁王磊一直被拘留在中国，外界几乎不知道他的状况。
This trend appears to have escalated in recent years following the expansion of China's anti-espionage laws in July 2023. At that time, the communist regime dramatically broadened the scope of the law by expanding the definition of espionage and targeting more entities, including businesses, NGOs, journalists,researchers, and normal citizens.
外企员工在中共国被拘留的趋势似乎在近年来有所加剧，尤其是在2023年7月中共扩大反间谍法适用范围之后，当时中共大幅拓宽了间谍活动的定义，使该法律适用于更多对象，包括企业、非政府组织、记者、研究人员，甚至普通公民。
Community Forum is a spoken word show highlighting public affairs and social justice stories, interviews, and recordings from the regional and experiential communities that CJSF serves. Tune in Thursdays 4 to 5 p.m. to hear these fantastic stories from our community. Missed a show? Head on over to cjsf.ca or check us out on SoundCloud for podcasts of past episodes. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Chinese show. And now it's our time to showcase some of the recently released albums by Canadian musician. First, I'll bring you Alison Hogan. And the song is called This Time, which is from...This album titled Songs from the Third Act, released in March 2018. 听众朋友，欢迎您接着收听 CJSF 90.1 FM 电台的 Love Channel Show 的音乐节目部分。现在呢，到了我们为大家推荐加拿大音乐人发行的音乐专辑节目欣赏时间。首先要带给大家的是来自 Alison Hogan 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 This Time。
orders more. He's gonna keep going. There ain't no end in sight. Busted up on a bronc last night. That little pony put up quite a fight. He never knew what hit him until his lights went. She found his cash, headed for Dallas. Now she's gonna crash. She spent every penny on crystal meth and cigarettes. He remembers how she looked before, how she always left him wanting more. Now he can't stand.
Is a song from Dan Moto, and it's called Scent of the Coast. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Dan Moto 演唱的一首歌曲，名字叫做 Scent of the Coast， 希望您喜欢。
simply let your body go? Will you let go of your soul? Will you stand or will you fall when you hear the trumpet's call? As you leave this mortal coil and the splendor of your spoils, and you rest beneath the soil, passed by and others were changed. For yourself you've made a name, and you take it with you to the grave as you reach the end of your days. And I pray you find yourself rest. I can hope that as things do unfurl, you'll be ready to face this test, and we'll remember the good things the most, and say goodbye to the saint of the coast.
Is a song from Gabriel Papillon, and it's called Hold On, I Will, which is from the album titled Keep the Fire, released last November. 接下来请大家欣赏来自 Gabriel Papillon 演唱的歌曲，名字叫做Hold on, I will.
You come alive with the seasons ending. So I play the fool. Hold on, I've got time for lending.By morning, so I beg.
A Story of a Small Town, and it's vocal by Tree Sutton. A Plex is a song vocal by Feng Feifei, and it's called 我是一片云, which means I'm a piece of cloud. 刚才大家欣赏的这首歌曲呢，是来自邓丽君演唱的《小城故事》。接下来请大家欣赏来自凤飞飞演唱的歌曲《我是一片云》。
我是一片云，天空是我家。
last song for today's music section of the Chinese show is a song called 声灵的低语 and it's vocal by 凤飞飞 and her she wish everyone a happy weekend. Please tune in next week and noon on CJSF 90.1 FM.今天要奉献给大家的最后一首歌曲呢，是由凤飞飞演唱的《松林的低语》。感谢大家收听我们的节目，下个星期同一时间，我们再在空中相会。